so 6 weeks post-op, even when a patient goes home day five, day six, day seven after an open, when they walk in the door, you know they've had an open cystectomy. This chap is, we used to be the editor of the Vancouver Sun, and that's 6.5 weeks, he was slightly unusual. That's 6.5 weeks after his cystectomy, and that's Mount Waddington in British Columbia. So, there you go, basically. I think it's a game changer. I think if you, in terms of the Bristol experience, there's not been an impact like this in terms of outcome since we actually started enhanced recovery. So, without being too evangelical about it, I would buy a robot.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Mario, do you want to come and join us? Anthony, do you want to come and join us as well? I think I'll just start by, while we wait for some questions and microphones to be distributed, just to say that the robot clearly allows us to do more complicated things more easily with a shorter learning curve, and it helps more people to get minimally invasive surgery. I think those are the take-home messages I've picked up today and from before. So we'll start off with the question from Professor Mike Grocott.
Thank you. Really fascinating presentations, all of them, but particularly interested about the robotic work and the reduction in complications. So firstly, which complications? You mentioned blood transfusion, but which complications? And secondly, and more specifically, is infection? I intuitively would imagine that none of us are, we may not be brilliant at the keeping completely sterile, whereas a machine you can probably keep more sterile. Is that part of the package?
So I forgot to mention it. I was too busy worrying about the slides. The complication rate from the open cases was 30%, and that was termed major complications before the Clabian grade was used routinely. So our complication now is 30%, but over two-thirds of those are grade one and grade two, so no real big issue. And our major grade three and grade four complication rate is 5%. Now, they still do badly. The complications are still there, and unfortunately, I've had a couple of deaths recently, a 130 day and a 190 day. They're still poorly patients, and they still have complications, but if you look at the whole cohort, there aren't the wounds, there isn't the blood loss, there isn't the infection, they're getting up quickly. It is quite dramatic.
That's what we see in gynae too. Of course, if you compare open to robotic, open day, and the majority are big ladies, their catheters go out after 3-4 days. They don't mobilize. In the robotics, we try to take the catheter out as soon as possible, try to mobilize them as soon as possible. We also have every 2 months a morbidity mortality meeting in our hospital, where we present all our Clavien 1, 2, 3, 4 complications. So we try to keep a good audit, and we definitely see that, especially with catheters out earlier, we can see that we have a reduction in UTIs. Definitely, yeah.
Thank you. Another question.
I was just going to, just slightly pedantic point about whose savings, just in terms of people putting business cases together. A reduction in critical care use is not necessarily a saving to the hospital, it's a saving to the health system, and it's a saving to your commissioner, because the critical care is paid on top of tariff. So if you're trying to persuade your own hospital to buy something, a reduction in critical care use should be something they value, but isn't necessarily a saving. So if you're short of critical care beds, that will be appreciated, because then you have more beds for other things. But otherwise, it might be something that you wanted to persuade the commissioners was an advantage and they should help buy the robot, as opposed to your own trust.
Okay, and just while we're waiting for another question, I just wanted to ask about the learning curve. Have either of you got experience of seeing new surgeons coming through who have had to start with robotics? Does it seem easier than learning laparoscopy? I know from laparoscopic prostatectomy work, it's extremely challenging learning. Is the robot making that easier?
Yes.
I see it in just hysterectomies and pelvic lymph node dissections. We all do it, half of our team still does them laparoscopically, and the fellows learn to do it laparoscopically. But if you start on the robot, it is just so much easier. And it's an addiction. You get addicted to the being in the console, because it's so, you see everything so wonderful and beautiful. So now they're fighting now to